Welcome, everyone. I'm going to just introduce Dr. Feltas. So Dr. Joseph Feltas, he graduated in 1974 as an engineer in Egypt. He studied theology in Greece in 1982. Then he did postgraduate studies in church history in Germany in 1986. And then he finished a PhD thesis in Athens in 1994 in patrology. Also, he's a senior researcher in Patristic Center in Cairo since 1994, professor for patristic studies and Greek language in the Coptic theological seminaries in Egypt and abroad, and co-secretary of the official dialogue between the Orthodox churches, both Coptic and Oriental. Please welcome Dr. Feltas.
The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Good evening. First of all, I would like to thank God for giving this opportunity to me to be with you in this very beautiful church, and with you, the real church. I would like also to thank Abuna Shoy and Abuna Anthony and all the priests in this area for their invitation to be with you. I'm always saying that it is my pleasure to meet young people like you, to feel them still young. And as our beloved Pope and Patriarch of Shenouda was always saying that church without future. So it's my pleasure to be with you to realize that our Coptic Church has future because of you. You, every one of you,
each one of you make the future of our Coptic Orthodox Church more and more bright and bigger. So I am very happy to be with you this evening, to hear you and to speak to you. The title of my talk today is The Resurrection of Jesus Christ and How the Resurrection of Jesus Christ is Our Resurrection. Jesus Christ came for us and for our salvation, as we mention and as we repeat every time in the Creed. But by the way, why we call, or what is the meaning of the word Creed in English? I'm not expert in English as you, but what we call the Creed, what we call it like that, you know? Or how we start the Creed, we believe, right? So the word Creed comes from a Latin term, means credo. Credo means, in Latin language, I believe. So that's why we say we believe, or I believe, in one God, the Pantocrator, and so on. So what we say in the creed, we believe in it. So we say at the end of the creed, we believe in the resurrection, because that is the common resurrection of all of us, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So what Jesus Christ did, as we say, we did that for us and for our salvation, to save us, from the result of fall, and the result of fall is death, because God is love and God is life. So separation was from life is death. So we inherited death because of the envy of the devil. As Abuna is saying at the beginning of the reconciliation pray in the liturgy. So we inherited death. So Jesus Christ came in flesh to overcome death for us and for our salvation, to save us from death, to give us his life, to give us his resurrection. But to do that, he has to use a tool. And this tool is our human nature. So he took our human nature from the Holy Spirit and from Virgin Mary, and he made this human nature united with his divine nature, became one, as Abuna is saying in the liturgy. And I am always referred to the liturgy, because if we follow the liturgy, we'll be able to know everything about our dogma, about our belief. So this, it is not a text for Abuna or for a bishop. It is for us, because the liturgies that we use is a part from our heritage, from the Father's heritage. We pray with the liturgy of St. Basil. St. Basil is one of the fathers of the church. We use the liturgy of St. Gregory. St. Gregory is one of the fathers of the church, and St. Cyril also. So they compose this liturgical text in such a way to make our belief, our faith, very clear for everyone. Because if you believe in right way, you can pray in right way. So you can have a right relation with the true God you believe in. So following the liturgical text, you will realize that you understand everything about our dogma, about our teaching, about the fathers. So please, please think about every time you are attending a liturgy, and we have the liturgy or the liturgical text here in the monitor, you can follow the liturgy in a better way, and you can understand more and more better what the church believes. So we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So how this resurrection became our resurrection? As I said before, Jesus Christ came for us and for our salvation, as we say also in the creed, took flesh from Virgin Mary and the Holy Spirit, united his divine nature with our human nature. So the human nature that Jesus Christ took from Virgin Mary and from the Holy Spirit is mortal or not? What do you think? It is mortal human nature or not? Right. It is immortal. How we express this fact when we pray in the third or the sixth hour in the Asbiya. How we express this fact? We say, Ya man zaq al maut bil jasad waqt al sa'a tasa'. Can you find it, Abuna? That Jesus Christ on the cross died in the sixth hour according to his human nature. Because his human nature is our human nature. So our human nature after fall became mortal one. We accepted death in our nature. As Abuna is saying in the reconciliation prayer in the beginning of the liturgy. Thank you. O you who tasted death in flesh, in the flesh, in the 9 hours, for our sake. So he tasted death in the flesh in the 9 hours. Tasted death means his human nature tasted death because of our, for our sake. To overcome death and to test it, the direction for us and for our salvation. That's why we believe, and that is the confession that Abuna is saying in the end of the liturgy, saying, O you, Christ, who took flesh from Our Lady, Saint Mary, make it one with your divine nature. He united his divine nature with our human nature. And these two became one without separation, without alteration. And the result of that his resurrection became our resurrection. And we got the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who when we die with him and raise with him in the mystery of baptism. That's why Abuna is immersing the babies in water 3 times like that. So, as a symbol that Jesus Christ remained three days in the tomb. And after 3 days, he raised up. So Abuna is raising the new baby from death like that. And that's why the new baby, the newborn one, is wearing this white garment. Because he is now not more a mortal one, but he has a new life with Jesus Christ. That's why when Abuna is baptizing a new baby, we make this procession around the church, as we do the same after 40 years now from now, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this new baby is not anymore mortal one. The resurrection of Jesus Christ became his resurrection. So please, if you will see a new baby, he just baptized, go and kiss his hands. It is not necessary to go to Jerusalem in the Easter to taste the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is the resurrection of Jesus Christ in your church. Don't forget this chance to take a taste or to taste the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But that is the resurrection of the newborn. But how you can taste the resurrection of Jesus Christ in your life every day? That is very important. You have to believe that the resurrection of Jesus, if you believe, if you are Christian, Christian means you belong to Jesus Christ. It is not like you are Canadian. It is not like you are American. It is not like you are Egyptian, because all of this means Egyptian or Canadian or American mean you belong to a place. But if you say, I am Christian, you belong to Jesus Christ. His name became your name. But who is Jesus Christ? The incarnate Logos. So Jesus Christ came to us, for us and for our salvation. He has no need to do that. He has no need to die because he is the life. But he did that for us and for our salvation, to overcome this for us. As he did last, as we mentioned last Sunday, about temptation. He overcame temptation for us to be able to overcome temptation. Even when he be baptized by St. John, we have seen that the Holy Spirit descended on him in the shape of a dove. He has no need for the Holy Spirit, because according to his divine nature, he is one with the Holy Spirit and he is one with the Father. We believe in the three persons of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but they are one in divinity. So Jesus Christ, when he came in flesh, he has no need, according to his divine nature, for the Holy Spirit. So why he accepted the Holy Spirit when he baptized by St. John? He accepted the Holy Spirit in his human nature to make our human nature be able to accept the Holy Spirit when we got baptized. So he did all what he did for us and for our salvation. So he raised up from death for us to make his resurrection to be our resurrection. So if you believe in and you say that you are Christian, you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, who did what he did for us and for our salvation. So you believe in his resurrection? Yes. That means his resurrection became your resurrection. And our church is very wise to remind you every day that the resurrection of Jesus Christ became your resurrection. If you pray with Agvia, the first hour is to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the first hour, before, at the beginning, as an introduction for the first hour, it is written in the Agvia, this prayer has to be prayed remembering the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you enjoy the sunrise, you remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every day, Every day we have to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that is the victory over this. That is the most important in our belief. The disciples, after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, they went to a small room, al-Aliyah, and they were afraid. But after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they have big courage to go out and to preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because his resurrection became their resurrection. They could face the entire world speaking about our Lord and our Master. He raised from death. That is their mission, and that is our mission. It is not our mission to the others. It is an inner mission. You have to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ first to be able to do this mission, to speak about the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the others. But if you don't taste this resurrection in your everyday life, you cannot make a testimony about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By the way, in the liturgy, when is a small deacon or a little child and he wants to be a deacon or something like that, the elder ones let him to say, who you are seating? What? Stand. Ayoha gilus qif. But actually, it is not the right translation. It is in Greek, ikasemeni anastiste. وبحنا بنقولها بالعربي أيها الجلوس قفوا. هي ikasemeni anastiste means who are seated, raise up. Not stand up. What is the difference between stand up and raise up? To remember us about our resurrection. Why asked me, little deacon, to stand up? I am fine. But the church, using the voice of this little boy to remember us about the resurrection, our resurrection. But why the church is considering us قائمين يعني risen because of our resurrection. And when we got this resurrection, because we have been baptized. Can you imagine a member of the church here is taking communion, but he didn't be baptized? So everyone in the church here, he tasted the resurrection of Jesus Christ when he was very young. So the church is aware to remind us about this fact, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ became our resurrection. The power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is ours now. Saint Athanasius the Great, one of the church fathers, he wanted in his book on Incarnation, I translated this book in Arabic also, but you can read it in English also. He was facing some people who deny the direction of Jesus Christ. And in his book, he said, I can prove the direction of Jesus Christ in different ways, but I have a very, very strong argument to prove the direction of Jesus Christ. And what is this argument? He said, what is happening in every day in the life of the Christians, in the daily life of the Christians. And he said, if someone is alive and this one has a followers, so he ordered his followers to do that and not to do that. And his followers are obeying his orders because he is alive. But if this one dies, his authority goes with him into death, in the tomb. So no one can obey his orders. So look at these people, he said. These young people, these young girls, they were not Christians. But now they believe in Jesus Christ. So look at them. Their life has been changed. Because they followed not the one who died, but the living one. Jesus Christ is alive. He conquered death for them. And he gave them the power. And this power, it changed their lives. So because of their new life, we can prove that Jesus Christ is alive. So may I ask every one of you, can you prove that Jesus Christ is alive? He raised from death? Can you do that? Can you say that? If someone will ask you, can you prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ? What would you say? Can you say, yes, he raised up because his resurrection became my resurrection. I can overcome death because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Have you seen the martyr of Libya? They faced this, like that. And after the 21 died, it was another also event that one of these ISIS people came into a bus and he asked, is there a Christian here? And one of them raised his hand and said, yes. And he killed. Because this young man believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He will not die. When I was in Greece, a professor of dogma, theology, he used to play with words. And he used to say, this is a life, but it's not a life. It is a death. And there is a death, it is not death, but it's life. So life, which is not life, is death. And death, which is not death, is life. You understand that? So the death of the 21 martyrs, it is real death? No. But sometimes we see someone who is doing everything. And sometimes we believe that he's alive. But actually, he's dead. Because he didn't have real connection with the true life. So the true life is not what I have, what I have learned, if I have a new car or I have a new position or I have that and that and that. This is not real life. Real life is to have a connection with the real life. Real life is God. So sometimes I use this example. You know, this microphone is connecting with the electric power here. If I put this from the electric source here, we say that microphone dies, but it still existed, huh? But it is not working. We say it's dead, but still there, but it's not functioning as a microphone, but still there. So sometimes we feel that we are there, but we are not functioning as God wanted us to be, because we don't have real connection with the true life. So our mission is not to be only, but to be in the connection with the true life. And we got that because of our of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So what is the most difficult obstacle you can face? Death. So Jesus Christ overcome these obstacles. Jesus Christ did that for us and for our salvation. In front of death, you have to do that. Everyone. But for us, it is nothing. St. Athanasius the Great also, he said, before the incarnation of Jesus Christ, this was terrible, even for the saints in the Old Testament, because they believed that one who dies cannot overcome death. But after the incarnation of the Son of God and his resurrection, we don't afraid death, because we believe that he overcome death for us and for our salvation. And that's why we say we depart only. But it is the most powerful thing in our lives. This is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this resurrection of Jesus Christ became our resurrection. So we can overcome any obstacle in our life. And the most important is this. So we all of us have this power, a unique power to overcome any sin or any obstacle in our spiritual life. We can prove to everyone the power that we have, changing our lives. And that is happening because we are only the Christian that we believe in Jesus Christ, who raised from death in the third day for us and for our salvation, and because he united this his human nature with his divine nature, and he will not separate his divine nature from his human nature. And that's why we always hope in this resurrection. We always believe in this resurrection because we believe that after he united his human nature with his divine nature, we are one with him. He gave us this power of his resurrection. And that is what had happened when St. Stephen, the first martyr, have been stoned, and he looked upon and he saw the heaven is opened, and he saw the Son of Man is sitting in the right hand of the of God. And Saint Luke is mentioning that he saw the Son of Man, and that means what? That Saint Stephen, when he saw the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of God in the glory, he saw himself in the right hand of God. That is our ultimate goal. Because of the direction of Jesus Christ. St. Paul said he raised us with him. When he ascended, he ascended us with him. When he was sitting in the right hand, he did the same for us. So in him, we have this ultimate place. Because of his resurrection, we now enjoy his resurrection. And in our everyday life, we can use this power, the divine power of Jesus Christ, conquered death for us and for our salvation. And after 40 years, we will enjoy singing in the church every liturgy that Jesus Christ conquered death for us and for our salvation. May his resurrection empower our spiritual life every day and every moment. And we have to believe that no matter we cannot say that there is more stronger thing than his power or his resurrection and his victory on death. And I ask Jesus Christ, who raised from death in the third day, to encourage us every day when we pray in the first hour, remembering his resurrection, to give us every day this power more and more to face every sin or every obstacle in our spiritual life. Glory to be for the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. It's to believe. To believe. To believe in this power. To believe. That's a problem. We say that we are Christians, but we don't practice that. We don't practice that. But try to do it. Try to pray and to say, God, please, I love you and I believe in you. Can you support me? Can you empower me? Can you make me to test your direction? It is yours, but you did that for me because you love me. You want to to share your to let me share your life. A communion with the Holy Trinity. Look, Saint Athanasius the Great said in his book, in this book, on incarnation, that Jesus Christ did two things by or through his incarnation. First one, to overcome death for us and for our salvation. The second one is to bring us back to the Father. That's why the Church also in the first hour, let us pray the first, some verses from the first chapter of St. John, that Jesus Christ came to his own, but they didn't accept him. But we, the Christian who accept him, became son of God through him. That's why we are the Christian. We, when we pray, as Jesus Christ and he told or ordered us to pray, we pray, our Father who art in heaven. It is not just words, but we became, through Jesus Christ, the true God, Son of God, because he is one with the Father according to his divine nature, we became in him Son of God by adoption. So this God became our Father. So when we want, as a children, with our nature fathers, when we wanted something, we didn't hesitate to ask our fathers. Right? Baba, I want that and that. And you are sure that your father will give you what you want. And of course, now we are teenagers or something more than that, but we started to deny if my father have money, if my father can do that or cannot do that. But when we were smaller, no matter, we denied that our Father will do what we ask. So Jesus Christ asked us to go back to be like this small children, to ask from our Father with doubtless that he can do that. Father, please do that for me. And he will. Give me the direction of Jesus Christ, the power of the direction of Jesus Christ, because you did that for me, because you love me. You want me to come closer to you and to come closer to the communion of love that you have with the Son and with the Holy Spirit, to enjoy this new life. That's your desire. That is your aim. So ask that, doubtless, and he will do that. That is his responsibility. Say it like that.
Believes everything is possible. What does the man answer him?
I said that before, maybe. But not for the others. But may I ask you here, this group, if anyone of you can prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ or not? Not for the others. For your friends here. Can you stand up and say, yes, I can prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Otherwise, that means you don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that means we don't believe what we are saying in the creed. And that means we are not Christians. So as I said before, yes, I can. Look at me. Look at my life. Do you know every time now in the Great Lent, we see here in the church, every time we come to a church, we make this metanoia. It is not for physical exercise or to have fitness. No. Look at that. In this position, I'm down. And in this position, what? I raise myself up. So this position is the position of the resurrection. So every time I do that in the church, here, I remember my situation. If I sin but in this position, by the mercy of God, Jesus Christ raised me up.
Okay, sorry, I have a problem with my hand, that's why. So my life is the true proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When I see you, every time you overcome sin, I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So your way of life is the best way to prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. One of the fathers of the church, Saint Justin Martyr, he was not Christian. His parents were pagan or atheist. He was... has been in Palestine, and he loved philosophy. And he named Christianity the true philosophy. Philosophy means love of wisdom. So that Christianity is the true philosophy. And once he was walking in the shower there, and an old man, senior, appeared to him, starting to explain to him about Old Testament and all these things. Later on, he became Christian. And he wrote in his biography that I became Christian not only because of what this old man told me, but because of the life of the Christian, the way that the Christian... So he saw the Christians. and they did. So he believed in Jesus Christ through them. So that is that everyone is a true proof for the others for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Got the message? Because the others will ask, why the Christians are doing like that? I don't know if you can understand Arabic and you were following what had happening in Egypt after the martyrs in Libya. The TV in Egypt went to the homes of the families of this martyr in Upper Egypt, and they interviewed them. You cannot imagine what they were saying about their children or about what had happening. Very, 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 very simple people, very poor people. But it was amazing what they were saying. But I can assure you that the image of the Coptic Church after this massacre, what had happened in Libya, were changed. Because everybody said, why they are doing like that? A mother of a girl who was burned in a church in Egypt, or the mother of this little girl in Batrusia last time they killed the people in Abbasia, in the patriarchate there. Maggie, her mother, she was wearing a white garment, dresses, and you cannot imagine, she was laughing. Why? The girl was 14 years old. She lost her daughter. And this daughter was athletic and musical and all the things. Lovely, lovely girl. Smart. But she could conquer even sorrow, even pain, because of this faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And everyone was seeing what the mother of Maggie saying. They said, even the journalist in the talk show, they interviewed her and her father, Maggie's father, and they said, the Christian in Egypt, they have very unique power. What is this power? That is the power of Christianity. What is the power of Christianity? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it is not matter to speak about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is a matter to test the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So try to do that. Try to ask for that. Every morning you have a chance. By the sunrise, to ask for this power. Because you own this power. Because you are Christian. This power, it is yours. God gave you this power. And he is the one who practices this power in your life. It is not your fitness or your skills. No, it is him. Any other comment?
Just before we stand up to pray, after we finish praying, God willing, we're going to take a nice picture with Dr. Joseph. I just want to encourage everybody. Tomorrow, we have a spiritual day that is planned for all the servants of Ottawa gathered together. So with the blessings of Abuna Shnuda, Abuna Marcus, Father Mikhail, Father George, we're having a spiritual day that's planned out tomorrow at St. George's. The liturgy is from 9 to 11, and then we're going to spend the day with Dr. Joseph. And Dr. Joseph tomorrow is going to be addressing this whole idea of how to make theology something that we're so scared of because we think it's super academic. He's going to try to present it to us in a very different perspective. The first session, right after we have breakfast all together, is how to approach dogma practically. How do we make dogma something that is practical in our daily lives? The second session in the afternoon is how do we understand the Trinity? So he's going to take something that the church calls a mystery, and he's going to try to simplify it to us through the teachings of the fathers in a way where we can approach the Trinity, maybe not understand it, but at the very least, be able to approach it. So tomorrow, I strongly encourage everyone to come out, servant or not servant. I'm going to go ahead and speak on behalf of all the fathers. All of the youth and the graduates are invited. Please come tomorrow and attend with us. It'll be a wonderful opportunity. Dr. Joseph is actually going to leave for a little while, and he's going to come back to us again before the end of the month of March, and he's going to be spending a full 10 days with us. Throughout that period, we'll print the calendar, and we'll make sure that everybody is aware to come and learn from such a wonderful scholar and a person who has clearly lived the resurrection in his own life. So we'll stand up for a prayer, and afterwards we'll take a picture with Dr. Joseph. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. O King of peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins, for yours is the kingdom, the power, the majesty, and the blessing, now and forever, and to the ages of all ages, amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the gift and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, and may the peace of the Lord be with you. Can I ask everybody to come into this one single island right here, please? So you guys all move in this way, and all you guys move in this way, please.